Welcome to Friday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Peace to those who are far off. Peace to those who are near. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. He was despised, he was rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, as one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured. While we thought he was being punished, struck by God and brought low, he was pierced for our sins, bruised for no fault but ours. His punishment has won our peace, and by his wounds we are healed. We had all strayed like sheep, all taking our own way. But the Lord laid on him the guilt of us all. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the compass of the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not set their soul upon idols, nor sworn their oath to a lie. They shall receive blessing from the Lord, and recompense from the God of their salvation. Of such a kind as this are those who seek him. Those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Psalm 26. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and not wavered. Put me to the test, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. For your steadfast love has been ever before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with deceivers, nor consorted with the hypocrites. I hate the assembly of the wicked. I will not sit with the ungodly. I wash my hands in innocence, O Lord, that I may go about your altar. And lift up the voice of thanksgiving to tell of all your marvellous works. Lord, I love the house of your habitation and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with those that thirst for blood. in whose hand is abomination, and their right hand is full of bribes. As for me, I walk in my integrity. O ransom me and be favourable toward me. My foot stands on an even path. I will bless the Lord in the great congregation. Holy Spirit, sanctifier, cleanse us from all hypocrisy. Unite us to one another in the bonds of peace and love, and confirm us in holiness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, beginning at chapter 49, verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, a fruitful bough by a spring. His branches run over the wall. The archers fiercely attacked him. They shot at him and pressed him hard. Yet his bow remained taut, and his arms were made agile by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, by the name of the shepherd, the rock of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, by the Almighty who will bless you, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, the blessings of your father, are stronger than the blessings of the eternal mountains, the bounties of the everlasting hills. May they be on the head of Joseph, on the brow of him who was set apart from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, in the morning devouring the prey, and at evening dividing the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, blessing each one of them with a suitable blessing. Then he charged them, saying to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my ancestors in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, in the land of Canaan, in the field that Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite as a burial site. There Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it were purchased from the Hittites. When Jacob ended his charge to his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. Then Joseph threw himself on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. Joseph commanded the physicians in his service to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. They spent 40 days in doing this, for that is the time required for embalming. And the Egyptians wept for him for 70 days. When the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph addressed the household of Pharaoh. If now I have found favor with you, please speak to Pharaoh as follows. My father made me swear an oath, he said. I'm about to die. In the tomb that I hewed out for myself in the land of Canaan, there you shall bury me. Now, therefore, let me go up, so that I may bury my father. Then I will return. Pharaoh answered, Go up and bury your father, as he made you swear to do. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 17, verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to anyone by whom they come. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you are thrown into the sea, than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender, and if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you 7 times a day, and turns back to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive. The apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. The Lord replied, If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from ploughing or tending sheep in the field, Come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honour and glory and might for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit, bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we ask you to direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts, and bodies in the ways of your law and works of your commandments. By your mighty protection, may we be kept safe in body and soul, serving you and the people with generous and joyful hearts, bringing glory to your holy name. God of grace, hear our prayer. O Lord our God, we ask for your mercy on the country of Israel and Ukraine and their people. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Healing God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on all people that are experiencing pain and suffering. Teach us to heal our body, mind, and spirit to end our suffering. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of Coimbatore, Church of South India. The Diocese of Bunbury, the Parish of Gunanunum, St. Lawrence's Parish Care Programme, Caboolture. Matthew Flinders Anglican College, Budrum. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison chaplaincy ministry teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, restore, establish, strengthen us. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen.